friends, brown rice, and salt. I love to be spontaneous, so I was thrilled on Thursday when a friend said she'd come over the following morning. I had the great idea to fix chicken and rice for our lunch. I proudly announced to Annette that I would boil some chicken and prepare some rice. Not just white rice or minute rice, but brown rice. You know, the kind that takes 40 minutes or so to cook. The nutritious kind. Annette said she'd bring some cherries for our arthritis. Friday morning came and so did Annette. About 11:30, I took the chicken broth and started boiling the rice in it. Annette took the cooked chicken and pulled the meat off the bones for me. I cooked the rice and cooked the rice and cooked it. But the broth was so salty, none of the water would soak into the rice. Finally, we were running out of time, and if we were going to eat, I must dish up the plates. Annette very graciously assured me that she liked her rice al dente. "Really?" I said. At this point, I'm still pretty sure of myself, and I smugly think, how could anyone screw up chicken and rice? Not possible. It'll taste great. So we piled our plates with this simple fare and sat down at the table and said grace. Annette took the first bite. "It's delicious," she lied. And being confident in my abilities as a down-home cook, I believed her. I scooped as much rice onto my fork as would fit and took my first bite. It was like trying to eat a crumbled-up salt lick. Not only was it salty, but it was crunchy as well, and I didn't like the sensation of chewing on the hard little pellets of rice. I could just feel the bloating and water retention coming on, not to mention heart palpitations. I tried to sound lighthearted and felt it would be best if we could pretend that we weren't hungry anyway and make a joke of the whole thing, so I said, "Would you like to have more chicken with your salt?" I laughed. Then I told her she didn't have to eat the rice. I noticed she didn't argue with me. So we had a lunch of boiled chicken. And by the way, the cherries were great. Next time I'll keep in mind that we are the salt of the earth, but this in moderation. After all, we don't want to wind up like Lot's wife and become a pillar of salt.